Hello and welcome to Talk Chinesey, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan, and I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to learn how to say a very important word because there are probably billions of them out there. Bicycle. We are joined by Philip Rowley, Chief Financial Officer of Sony Pictures Entertainment. Hi, Philip.
Hello, Xiaolan.
你好。Philip, you've been very active in cycling, especially you cycle for charities. And I think it's very meaningful that you're here with us talking about bicycle. The way to say bicycle in Chinese is 自行车. 自 means yourself, and that is fourth tone. 自. Yes, and then for the way to pronounce it, we can put our upper teeth and lower teeth together to make it a bit like the sound. But then, of course, we put the tongue close to the teeth. Then we say 自. And it's fourth tone, so we go down. 自. And the second word, 行 is means to go, to walk, and then the shape of the character, it's just a person walking, so that's 行, that means to walk.
行.
So 自行, that means you walk yourself or you go yourself. So you can already imagine that's sort of like a self-effort, manual effort. 行. Okay, the character, the shape for 行, it's a man, an adult man, taking one step. So in this case, that means to go and take a step further. So
行.
车 is the third character. That means cars or any vehicles. Anything with wheels, basically, either one or two or three or four or ten. So 车. So now the car or the vehicle, you have to do it by yourself. Now we can guess that's the bicycle. 自行车. There are billions of them out there. And originally, when 自行车 went to China, do you know when it went to China? It went to China in 1868.
Ah.
Yeah. At that time, they had really funny looking shape with a big wheel in the back.
Yeah, penny farthing probably.
Yeah, that's right. And then now every person in China probably has it. And at the beginning, that was, of course, for commuting. And now it's probably more for fitness, sports and activities and lifestyle.
Mm.
Yeah. So share with us, you've been riding the bike everywhere in the world.
Well, not everywhere yet.
Yeah, many, many places. You went to Cambodia.
Yes, that was probably my favorite.
Right.
The first ride we did was Egypt on the west bank of the Nile,
mm-hmm.
which is a part that tourists don't usually get to see. So it was really nice going through
the
villages. One of the great things about touring by bicycle is you really get close to the countryside and the people,
yes.
which you don't get if you're in a car. And obviously, if you walk, it's very slow. But with a bike, you can cover a lot of ground.
Yes.
Then we went to Morocco and cycled around Marrakesh, Cambodia, Mexico, Yucatan Peninsula.
Mm-hmm.
And the next one will be in Kerala in India.
That's incredible. And how many miles do you normally do?
Oh, it's not too far. It's about 120 miles over 3 days.
Right. Okay. And then you bring your own bikes from...
No, the bikes are provided. Otherwise, it would be difficult if everybody was trying to take all their bikes.
Okay, so do you have a supporting team carrying your stuff?
Yes, there's a company that we use that specializes in putting on charity bike rides.
Right, and what type of charity can you share with us?
Yes, we raise money for three British charities, all children's charities. One is Childline,
mm-hmm.
which is part of the NSPCC.
Oh, yeah.
Another one is a music business charity called Nordoff Robbins,
mm-hmm.
which is supports musical therapy.
Right.
And the third one is Teenage Cancer Trust that looks after teenagers who've got cancer and helps to improve the quality of their lives.
Yeah, that's all very meaningful. I hope I can enjoy your next trip to India.
Well, that would be wonderful.
Yeah. So we know 自行车. Do you know the biggest companies? and a few of them who produce 自行车 are actually Taiwanese companies.
I've heard that, yes.
Yeah.
I suppose it's not surprising given how big the Taiwanese and Chinese markets are.
Taiwanese market is very small. We only have like 23 million people. And then, but we were the biggest exporter for 自行车, I think. And there's a couple companies, one called Giant and one is Merida. So when you ride the bike, I know it's become a very, like a popular activity. Do you also ride a bike along Santa Monica since you are based there now?
I have a confession to make. When my bike got shipped over, the tire was flat and I've been too busy to to change it.
But, okay, I can do that for you.
When I get home, I need to put a new inner tube in and then I'll cycle along Santa Monica.
So 自行车 is bicycle. When we say ride a bike, we say 骑自行车. 骑 is the verb. 骑自行车. That's right. And 骑, you can use the same verb to say ride a motorbike. Motorbike is 摩托车, and basically you can hear that's a similar sound from a motor, like a motorbike. 摩托车, 骑摩托车. 骑
骑,
摩,
摩,
托,
托,
车,
车.
That's right. 骑摩托车.
骑摩托车.
Perfect. You see, 摩托车 is easier for you to pronounce because it's really a similar sound from motorbike. So 摩托车 is quite a easy, the low-hanging fruit. 骑摩托车.
骑摩托车.
骑摩托车. That's great. Thank you, Philip, for joining us. And thank you for listening to Talk Chinesey, where we teach you one useful phrase of Chinese every day. Today, we learned a lot of phrases about bicycle and motorbike and how to ride a bike. Don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见. 再见, Philip.
再见.